This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia reports dozens of people are dead after a Ukrainian city occupied by Kremlin forces came under shelling. The blast on Sunday happened as a Russian chemical transport terminal also came under fire. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has the story.
According to the regional Russia-installed government, at least 25 people were killed with another 20 injured in an artillery attack Moscow blamed on Ukraine. Donetsk is one of four Ukrainian regions at least partially annexed by Russia in recent years. The United Nations General Assembly widely condemns the move. The Donetsk attack comes as firefighters battle blazes at a Russian chemical transport terminal located on a site run by Russia's second largest natural gas producer, Novatek, some 165 kilometers away from St. Petersburg. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released a video statement on Sunday in which he said he stressed in his conversation with U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday he rejects Hamas' demands for a ceasefire, Israeli forces' withdrawal, and the release of Palestinians held by Israel in exchange for the remaining hostages.
According to the regional...
אנחנו ממשיכים במלחמה בכל החזיתות.
He said that agreeing means another October 7 style attack would only be a matter of time. The health ministry in Gaza says the Palestinian death toll from the war between Israel and U.S. designated Hamas in the besieged territory has surpassed 25,000. Israel's government has announced the death of another hostage and appears far from achieving its goals of freeing more than 100 others and crushing the militant group. This is VOA.